My name is Michael Steele, and I'm the president of the Main Street Energy Alliance.
Michael, tell me about the origins of the alliance, how it came to be.
Well, we've got a group of people who are extremely concerned about the possibility of moving the point of obligation in the renewable fuel standard because we think that it would be, it would hurt small businesses on main streets across the United States. It's very likely to raise cost for consumers, everybody putting gas in the tank. It would also, we think, reduce the use of biofuels in the United States and have a extraordinary increase in compliance costs and complexity in the system for the EPA, very likely leading to more cases of fraud.
Would it be fair to say that the alliance was formed following the rumors a month or two back about the renewable fuel standard and an executive order that President Trump purportedly was going to issue that would change the point of obligation, or did the alliance form before that?
We had actually been having conversations for quite some time, even before that, although that definitely spurred our interest in getting recruiting more members and publicly announcing the organization as quickly as possible.
Tell me more about some of these members and why they're so interested in renewable energy.
Well, we've got a couple of different buckets of members. You have the integrated energy firms. You have the organizations that are involved in marketing at the local level, retailing fuel directly to consumers who will face increased complexity and cost under the proposed change. And then there's also the people who are interested specifically in supporting and encouraging and increasing biofuels. And though we don't have any members specific to this point, there's the importance of the environmental impact of using these cleaner fuels.
An overarching look at the renewable fuel standard, we saw the renewable volume obligations, those targets were brought back to statutory levels for this year. How would you assess the RFS at this point and moving forward, if you think the status quo is okay, or how you would like the Trump administration, Scott Pruitt at EPA, and those folks to handle the RFS going forward?
Yeah, I think we have coalition members who have different views on that. But everyone agrees that whatever you want to accomplish with the, almost everyone agrees, whatever you want to accomplish in terms of the RFS overall, moving the point of obligation would be a real mistake.
And go into more detail on that, if you would, please, Michael, as far as how the point of obligation, I guess, ultimately, in looking at your website here, it says that the alliance is all about ensuring affordable energy for the American public. So let's go that direction here. And if the point of obligation was changed, how that would impact your average American?
Sure. We are currently looking at something like 150 obligated parties under the current system. No one seems to have a definitive number of how many parties it would be if you moved the point of obligation, but there is a complete consensus that it would increase drastically. So take, for example, if it increased, say, tenfold and you had 1,500 instead, that's a huge new compliance cost for the EPA in enforcing the mandate, and for companies that are purchasing fuel, retailers that are purchasing fuel, and those compliance requirements increase cost. That cost is going to be passed along to consumers in the form of higher gas prices.
What have been or will be action steps by the Main Street Energy Alliance to address these concerns?
A big part of it is just raising knowledge and understanding about the issue and what's at stake here. I think a lot of the press coverage has focused on big refiners versus small refiners, et cetera. And our goal is to talk as much as possible and illuminate as much as possible the impact this would have on Main Street small businesses and consumers. And when you're talking to lawmakers, regulators, et cetera, make sure that they're hearing from voices in their congressional district, their state, across the country, talking about the real life impact of this change. This is not some bureaucratic fiddling that will have no impact on real people's lives. It'll have a really profound impact.
Michael, anything else on this topic that we need to talk about?
No, I think that's the gist of it, is the talking about the impact on everyday Americans, on Main Street small businesses, and making sure that the policymakers in Washington understand the stakes.